It was an evening we would never forget. His solemn but gracious words, the institution of the Lord's Supper, with symbols of broken bread and wine, his washing of our feet, the beautiful fellowship, the singing of that final hymn, and then leaving the upper room and entering a grove of olive trees called Gethsemane, where he told us to be seated, to watch and wait, while he went further to be alone in prayer.